Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear, my brothers, we are locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun. So call me Pharaoh now.
Rabbit
That's seeds. Just some food for thought. So take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money
Damn.
Over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
African.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God.
So tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again. Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man. Just get up on your knees and talk to God. Don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? You just blast it down. I'm tired of all my people, see that's niggas with no action plan. And I didn't choose to rap, he just fell into a backup plan. So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan. Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel it, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When he looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared about us? Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms. Money, military, college.
Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Tuesday, July the 4th, Independence Day. Independence from what? July the 4th, Declaration of Independence. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we've got another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sister, got a very powerful topic for you. Hopefully the sound is going okay. Let's see. I'm trying to recognize the phone number so I can get a little feedback, but hopefully the sound is going okay, and everybody can hear me okay. And we want to talk about the foundation or the true esoteric meaning of this thing that we call the Declaration of Independence. So when we talk about the Declaration of Independence, we're talking about something that goes way back, like everything. First of all, everything on earth has multiple meanings. We just want to go down and find the original meaning. At least I do. My goal in life is to trace things back to its original, to go back as far as we can based upon the information that we have. Okay, cool. So, shit, now the sound is a little better. Okay, thanks so much. Sister Erica, I definitely appreciate that. So, because sometimes I have to disconnect and recall in and all that good stuff with the sound if it's not coming through. Because, as you guys know, this technology is great. And speaking of sound, you know, man, I don't know if you guys are aware of it, but, you know, there is a lot of stuff coming out. I've been doing a lot of research on my adding some stuff to my book, Bioluminescence. And there is this new biometric signature that's coming out. It kind of is the 4th of July thing. We're talking about bioacoustics. And they're using smartphones to basically create what we call a cell phone. And the word cell, again, is circle, or the word circle is kirka. The word kirka is church. And so we're talking about a cell phone. So we're talking about basically a circle. The word phone is vocare, or voice, or communication. So it's the circle of communication. So it has to do with changing or affecting the biological, or what is called the modular blood, how your blood modulates through sound. I've been talking about this for years, a little bit off the topic, but I wanted to drop that nugget in your lap as well, because as what we are discussing today is the true essence, or the biological essence, or the biological frequency, or the etymology, if you will, of everything. What's the etymology of everything? In other words, what's the original meaning? Everything. I don't care if we're talking about diet, we're talking about wealth, we're talking about money, we're talking about rabbits, squirrels, donkeys. It doesn't matter. You should be aspiring to at least know or have a basic idea of the truth. At least that's the way I think. I don't know. Maybe I'm starting to realize that I'm cut from a different cloth. So I don't care about the 4th of July, about popping fireworks, about going out and barbecuing with your family, going to the lake, or going skiing, or, you know, swimming, or whatever you do. That's cool. That's not the point. The point is that while I'm barbecuing, at least I know the truth. At least I know. I can celebrate. I celebrate Christmas, but I know the truth about Christmas. I want to celebrate Easter, but I know the truth about it. So I think it's important for you to know, so you can pass down the truth. Family, and you can decide to do whatever the hell you want. But at the end of the day, we need to understand that everything is based upon people are worshiping or getting energy from, or there's something going on, and it usually involves Egypt, and it usually involves, again, Sirius, and it usually involves the dog star. Because the word dog, D-O-G, is the word God, G-O-D, in reverse. So the dog, if you really understand, dogs are gods. That's why in Egyptian, what's his name? Anubis, whatever his name was, and also the Canis Major, the Canis star system, the Orion star system. So what am I saying? Well, let's go all the way back. If we go back to the founding fathers of America, we go back to the Declaration of Independence, we talk about they declaring independence. First of all, if we were to look at the numerology and break down the number 1776 and just look at the 7-6, there's a whole esoteric study on that number 7 and 6 gives us 13, and the relevance of the magnificence of the number 13 and what that represents and what that means. But that's another study for another time. But then we look at, again, when we add up the number, we basically come up to the number 3, and that has to do with creativity. And what we're looking at is the world that we live in, at least the United States. That's another study for another time. Just that word, united. Everybody, okay, people coming together. States. States are ruling dispositions of America. And now America is not spelled the way we spell it today. It actually got 2 K's in it. And I did a whole show on what the word America means. If you want to curl your toes and blow your cookies, you might want to understand what the United States of America means. So when these ruling dispositions got together, they wanted to make sure that they had enough power to control people. And they had to get this power. And the way they got this power, there had to be some type of a astrological significance to the dates and the times and the place, and everything has significance. So this country was founded by Freemasons, notably, particularly our homeboy George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Benjamin Franklin. All these knuckleheads was Masons. Everything in Washington, D.C., which is, why isn't Washington, D.C., why is it its own entity? Not even a part of the United States. The United States is actually just Washington, D.C. That's another study for another time. I mean, this is crazy. If you really know the truth versus a version of it, like in all areas of life, you'd be messed up. It'd be very difficult to function. I made the mistake of talking about a lot of this stuff to my children when they was growing up, and they was 13 and 14, and it kind of messed them up. They had very hard time. It was very difficult for them to just go to school and function, because I talked about stuff around them, and they heard me do shows and talk about books, and people would come over to the house, because back then I was really heavy into a lot of the dark stuff, a lot of the esoteric stuff, and my children was exposed to that crap. And it jacked them up. Two of my children suffered from severe epilepsy because of the shizness I was doing, especially when I got into ciphering the Key of Solomon. And I've told people 1,000 times, you better be damn careful, man, when you start researching this stuff. Because if you mess around and do some of the crazy stuff I do, if you put a freaking spinning circle and if you put a triangle on your wall, you are in deep trouble. I did it as a freaking logo for a business. I had no clue that it was a demonic portal. So you cannot use spinning circles. They use them. Look at CBS logos. Look at every logo of every major corporation. If you look closely enough, you will find a circle somewhere. You will find a Kirka somewhere. Because that's how you control the blood. You control the biological rhythm of the blood by using what is called biometric, a bioacoustics, and what I call bioluminescence. And it is understanding that you are using, they're using what is called a piezoelectric electrical transducer. That is, you call a damn cell phone. That thing, they're sending frequencies through your blood and through your bones. This stuff started back on July the 4th of 1776. What did they do on July the 4th of 1776? Well, these guys got together and they decided that they want the power that's from above. They needed to bring it down here. Because the father is doing that. So the little G is trying to do the same thing that the big G is doing. So what they did was they built some structures and they aligned those structures identical to the heavenly bodies. So as above, so below. So everything in Washington, D.C. is strategically placed to match every star above. Now, what's going on in the celestial realm now is going on in the terrestrial realm, because your founding fathers wanted to tap into something that the dog star had. They wanted the power of the dog. And so they turned it around and they're telling you it's God. So the dog star, again, is running the show. Sirius. It talks about this. This is the God of the South that it talks about in the book of Job. This is where we get the Maseruth, which is what people call the Zodiac, and where I get out of my overstanding when it comes to doing the Diakonia report, because I understand that the heavenly bodies, the heavenly realm, the celestial bodies, this, again, there's two powers, the power of the South, the God of the South, and the power of the North, the upwards expanse of the North. Now, Sirius, again, also, I mean, this is mind-blowing, because it's only at a particular time of the year, July the 4th, that something happens in the Quran that's called the Al-Shara, or the Al-Shari. And if you look in the Sanskrit, it's called the Surah, the Surah, like Siri, Surah. And then if you go to the Chinese, Chinese culture. If you look at the Chinese culture, it's in the Chinese culture as well. And they all are worshiping the brightest star in the sky on the 4th of July. The brightest star in the sky. This is in the constellation Canis Major, short for cannabis or canine. This is the canine star. This is the dog star. So the canine major, this represents two dogs which follow Orion, the hunter. This is all astro theology. And on July the 4th, there is an exact alignment between three major star systems: Taurus, Hades, and the Bull, Baal. Now, there's other minor star systems as well, Pleiades and some other star systems as well, but there's three major star systems that align. Sirius is the most visible. It's the brightest star. All of the ancient Egyptians, that's why they built their pyramids the way they did it, to align with the star systems. So they wanted to bring the stars, the celestial power that was in the cosmos, they wanted to bring that celestial power down to this terrestrial realm. And so what they did was they aligned certain major monuments and they put them on certain ley lines. And so now everything on Earth, December, every holiday has an astrological significance. So they can identify what is called the soul of Isis. This is how they trap souls or garnish your chi, your prana, or your energy. Because everybody is out doing what? Celebrating. So what happens with all of this energy? That's why you go to church and they got a steeple, because that steeple on top of the church, it takes all of the energy of everybody in that building and it siphons it up to the steeple, and they can suck, they the entities, whatever the hell you want to call them, they pour the energy. So right now, everybody is in a mass ritual. Now, a ritual, it takes place at the same time, the same place, and they have the same method. So on the 4th of July, everybody does the same shiznit. Now, this is called a grove, G-R-O-V, in the Old Testament. The Bible says that's very dangerous. Anytime there's a grove, that's why they have the Bohemian Grove. And I've asked, I've begged, I've pleaded with you that if you don't believe me, to go to Bible Gateway, to go to eSword, or go to blueletterbible.org, type in the word grove, G-R-O-V-E, in the New Testament. Look it up. Look up the definition in the original text. That's the way they get power. They, the shadow people, the lower vibrational entities. So the 4th of July is just a big mass ritual, as is Christmas, as is Easter, as is any holiday, because a holiday has replaced the holy day. But there is a deeper significance to the 4th of July. Because not only did the 4th of July deals with this astrological significance, the 4th of July is you are declaring your independence. So the 4th of July, you're making a declaration, as I've asked everybody to look up that word, a declaration of independence. This is Independence Day. So you are declaring your independence, but you're declaring your independence from the big G, and you are pledging your allegiance to the little G. That's the dog star. That's the god of the south. So you're taking your allegiance from the God of the North and you're giving it to the God of the South. Now, I've been talking about that, and I know what, I probably add that to my 2017 shows that I'm going to do. And I talked about this, two shows ago? And I laid down and I did an offer where you could join up all of the shows that we're going to talk about. For example, all of the shows are $200. Now, today's the 4th, so today's the last day to take advantage of this sale. I'm still honor the original thing that I said on July the 1st. So July the 4th, I said that I'm doing 12 shows that I've never done. 1, demon groupings. 2, Lucifer's DNA or Lucifer's Diakonia. 3, celestial contracts. You got to cancel how to cancel the contract that you signed with the God of the South. 4, carbon 7. What it is, how to use it, and then how to transform it into plasma, because that's what they're doing. Right now, as I'm speaking, they got technology that's inside of your cell phone right now. And I can prove it. I got it inside of my book, Bioluminescence. I just received some secret documents from a friend that's inside of that he sent it to me that showed me what AT&T is doing. I got the video, and this is crazy. This dude did not believe me. He showed me. I told him when I wrote my book, Bioluminescence, that the bioluminescence, there is the biolog, there's the etheric field. They're using ether to program your body. It is done through what is called bioacoustics. And I talked about how they're using you because you are a biological electrical being. And they came out with these smart meters and they start putting it on people's house. And I talked about this 5-10 years ago when I did my series on you are, and I talked about demonic, electronic demonic possession. And I was talking about how they're using the electronics 10 years ago, and this person heard it. And this person was a big wig at AT&T. And AT&T now coming out with a phone that uses your bones. You don't have the phone is planted inside the body. Your body now is a cell phone. You can call somebody with sound. I said this 10 years ago. Sound does not need your ears anymore to hear. As I talked about before, the 4th of July is all a part of this as well. I can read to myself right now, and I can hear myself without using my vocal cords. What voice am I using when I close my mouth and I read to myself? What ears am I using when I read to myself and I hear myself? I've been saying this, and I will continue to say it because it is the truth. It's not a version. Repetition of word produces a magnetism in the body that sends out an electrical frequency to the universe that draws what is called a life current. These knuckleheads figured how to use technology to override your spirituality. In other words, when you pray, what you are doing, that's what the Bible talks about, praying without ceasing. What you are doing is right now, as I think, I am producing, and I got the proof. Finally, I can't give you the guy's name. He's the big wig at AT&T. This dude called me, man. Emailed me, I should say. Apologized because I was on a show with Zen Garcia. And I used to be on, it was called Freedom Network or Freedom Now. I used to have my own radio show. I had a sound engineer by the name of Aurora Sky, who used to run the sound for me and organize the show. I was the only, every believer, quote unquote, a prior Cretan. The show was just full of basically Luciferians. Everybody else got ran off of there. The head dude, who, I'm gonna say his name, Night Sky, kicked me off. Them fools nobody could debate me. Nobody could find a hole in my theory. I was on there doing this, and I said that then, and I'm going to say it now. The smartphone, the smart meters, and the smart grid is how they are going to establish what is called biological signaling. That's what's going on today, homie. That's what July the 4th is all about. There is an ancient document that I don't know if I should tell you about that. On this, I'm gonna tell you anyway. It's called the Key of Solomon cipher. There is a word that is every word is a cipher. There is a word that's in that is in the Gilgamesh. This word is the guy that the Bible calls Noah. His name starts with NIP. It's a long name. I can't even pronounce it. Nipha, blah 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 blah. Something, a long name, just read it, it's in the Gilgamesh story. This is where the story of Noah in the Bible comes from. Because the Gilgamesh story, the Epic of Gilgamesh story, outdates the Bible 5,000 years or so. In this story, there's a dude's name, and if you turn his name around, it means the mystery of the pie. You like the name of Melchizedek when you turn it around means something. Well, God's name, when you turn it around, it means something. What does it mean? In the Egyptian tradition, it represents the obelisk right now in Washington, D.C. It represents the phallic symbol. It's the penis. Heavenly Father, trust the people. At the top of the penis, there is the female vagina. This is sex magic, sex power. This is how they, the powers that be, get their power. At the very tip, at the Washington Monument in Washington, D.C., there's also this lake or this water. Now, before I say that, let me go back and talk about the Lesser Key and the Greater Key of Solomon. Those are two books I don't recommend you read. I read it. When I read it, some bad shizness started happening. Now, I don't want you to believe me. You can go get the book and read it yourself. You can put that crap on your wall like I did. See what happens. All I know is on the 4th of July, the brightest star in heaven is called Sirius. Now, there's a radio station that everybody got in their car right now. I got it in my car. For a long time, I didn't have it because I knew what it meant. How does Sirius radio station work? Where no matter where you at in the country, you tuned in. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. Why did they call that radio station that you got in your car right now? Why, out of all the names on the freaking planet? And what is the symbol? What is the logo, brother? What is the logo, sister, of Sirius radio station? Sirius XM. I got it. You got it, too. If you look at it, they have a logo. They got frequencies coming down and frequencies coming up. They got a frequency that is going down, and they got a frequency that is going up. Then another one of Sirius XM's radio stations, they got a dog. Go to Google, type in Sirius XM logo, click on images. You're going to see a dog because it represents the dog star. And you're going to see a frequency that's on the left and a frequency that's on the right. That is called bioelectrical chemical engineering. It is the biometric signature. In other words, these knuckleheads has figured out they don't need your approval. They got your biological signature. They can go into your bank account. They can unlock your car. They can unlock your house. This dude from AT&T sent me the technology, homie. They already got it. And he said, Doc, I owe you an apology, man, because I was one of the dudes that was talking about you when you was on Zen, when you and Zen and John the Baptist and all y'all was on the show and you was dropping this knowledge talking about your book, Bioluminescence. Man, I don't debate and argue with people. I know what the Spirit tells me. He said, well, Brother Will, I don't know what you're saying, brother. There's a book called Music, The Physician of All Times. In this book, let me read one chapter from this book. In this book, it says, what action does this life current take, which comes through the breath and manifests as a voice and touches another person? It touches the five senses, the sense of sight, the sense of hearing, the sense of smell, the sense of taste, the sense of touch. Although it comes directly through the sense of hearing, but a person does not hear sound only through his ears. He hears sound through every pore in his body. It permeates the entire being. And according to its particular influence, it either slows the rhythm of the blood or it quickens the rhythm of the blood. It either wakens the nervous system or it dumbs or soothes the nervous system. It arouses a person to a greater passion or it calms a person by bringing them in peace. According to the sound and its influence, a certain effect is produced. Therefore, the knowledge of sound can give a person a magical instrument by which to wind up and tune and control the use of the life of another person to their advantage. the ancient singers used to experience the effect of this spiritual practice upon themselves. First, they used to sing one note for about a half an hour and study the effect of that same note upon different centers of their body. What life current is produced, how it opened the intuitive faculties, and how it created enthusiasm, how it added energy, how it soothed the soul, and how it healed the body. From them, it was not a theory, or for them, it was not a theory. It was actual real life experience. Sound becomes invisible in the form of a radiance. This shows that the same energy that goes into the form of sound before being visible is absorbed by the physical body. So before something is either heard, it is already absorbed by the physical body. In other words, my radiance, I call it my tone. Now, I've been saying this shit for 20 freaking years. You produce your own electricity and your own magnetism. People ask me all the time, why am I high energy? Because I control my thoughts, my frequency, my wave, my vibration. I don't allow no dog star to override because I control the thoughts or the current. Now, I'm not talking about nothing audible. I am talking about an unconscious brain. I'm talking about a ruling disposition. I'm talking about you having a diakonia that is diligent. You ain't got your mind made up, so somebody else is making it up for you. And they're using what is called bioacoustics. So on the 4th of July, what is going on today is that there is an alignment between the dog star and the Pleiades. And all of the ancient documents, Dan Brown was writing a book, and all of a sudden he stopped writing it. Now, I don't know if you know anything about Dan Brown. He's been coming about like a lot of stuff. He wrote a lot of the, you know, what was that book, Angels and Demons, and a lot of the book that old boy Tom Hanks that has been playing in. All of a sudden, Dan Brown stopped writing. He was contacted by somebody, and they told him, yeah, you're giving out too much information. What the hell was Dan Brown sharing? Dan Brown was sharing what is called a 33 degrees arc and this astrological interpretation of the seven stars and what they call the blazing star and the 33 steps where Freemasons get their 33 crap. That's why everybody think I'm a Freemason, because I understand this. I don't need to be a damn Freemason to understand this. Because if you look at the Washington Monument right now, if you go to an aerial view, you go to Google and type it in, there are three documents that talk about a beam of light. There is a temple in Nashville, Tennessee. There is the Georgia Stones. There's different other places. They all have this reference in the Lesser Key and the Greater Key of Solomon. It's in there. On the back of the dollar bill, on your dollar, if you take up a $1 bill, on the back, you see the pyramid, the all-seeing eye. There is a very, very light shade of green. That's lighter. That represents a beam of light. On this day and this day only, there is a beam of light that is talked about in the esoteric. All of this stuff. It only happens one day a year. It's not by accident. It's called the Star of Ra. In the Lesser Key of Solomon, it's in there. There is a star position. This beam of light in the Helios Biblos was called Jacob's Ladder. In all the forbidden texts and the forbidden history, this beam of light is in all of the, you know, asterisk records. This beam of light that it refers to that comes down from what they call the blazing star. It only happens on the 4th of July. There's another manuscript called I can't even pronounce it. It is a Latin phrase or a Latin word. This is one of, like the Lesser Keys of Solomon. And Dan Brown book that he was coming out called Solomon Key. Dan Brown, to my knowledge, has not published that book, The Solomon Key. And they said that when he do publish it, or when he does publish it, it was not, and it is not going to be, his original manuscript, according to the people that have, you know, read the book because of the Solomon's Key, or the Key of Solomon. Notice how to play on words. So the 4th of July is a destroying of the original story and rewriting it. In other words, as above, so below. Lucifer is trying to establish the kingdom of heaven on earth. The Father is establishing the kingdom of heaven on earth. So Lucifer, now if you look at the word destroy, is the word de-story and in. So the word destroy is the word de-story. De-story, de means, again, means to decipher or corrupt the story. So the destroy means to de-story. Destroy, de-story, change the story. And so on the 4th of July, you're celebrating your Declaration of Independence. But what the 4th of July is, you are declaring your independence from the big G, and you are pledging your allegiance. That's why I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God. But they don't tell you that God is a dog. They don't tell you that the God is the God of the South. So the Declaration of Independence is all about you declaring your independence from God. So once you declare your independence from God, now you have to pledge your allegiance. That's next. All of this is inside the Key of Solomon. Because this represents, again, the beam of light. So this breaks down the 4th of July and how it is linked to the brightest star in heaven on this particular date. So every year on the 4th of July, after sunrise, the Earth's position is in conjunction with the dog star. So from an esoteric perspective, this is called the Mason's Blazing Star. Every Freemason knows what the significance of today is. Every Luciferian, every skull and crossbones fool, everybody that's part of the Thylemic Order of the Golden Dawn, all of these secret society knuckleheads, they all know what today represents, but the average American, they are barbecuing. But you're putting energy into it. But notice, as I said before in the ancient document, man, if you don't understand anything, you gotta, I'm begging you, you gotta get this, man. The only reason your life is not more successful is because the repetition that you are doing is producing magnetism and sending out an electrical current that you don't want. That's it. In all of the technology and everything that my spirit and everything that I've taught, everything that I've written about, the number one thing, the first book I ever wrote when I was homeless, poor, having heart palpitations, hadn't showered in a couple of months, I refused. I wanted to die. I just didn't have the balls to kill myself. So I figured I'd starve myself to death, do something, go out like suicide by cop or do something like that. While in that state, I wrote a book called The Ultimate Secret to Being Rich. And in that book, I broke down one word, diligent. I spent 6 months breaking down one word. The universe works on that one principle. And the only reason that you're not more successful today is that you are violating that principle. And AT&T has set up a technology that's going to use your bones to use that principle. And that is the principle of resonance. The word resonant means to re-establish the sound. I am not talking about your audible voice. I'm not talking about your five senses. I'm talking about your spirit, brother. I'm talking about your spirit. If you don't use your five senses, what's left? If you got rid of your sight, your physical sight, if you got rid of your physical hearing, if you got rid of your physical hands, if you got rid of your physical tongue, if you got rid of your physical nose, you can still use your 6 through 12 senses. You got a total of 12 senses because they tap into the 12 cranial nerves. You got 5 of them, but you got some more that you can use. As I said, you can prove it to yourself. by reading to yourself, by closing your mouth, cut off all sound, pick up a piece of paper and start reading to yourself. You can hear it. How? How can you hear it in there? It's not because you're using your spiritual ear. You're using your, that's what the Bible says. Seeing, they don't see. Hearing, that's what God said. Let those who have ears to hear, hear. Not your physical ears, homie. Your spiritual ears. So AT&T, they figured, hey, you ain't going to use your spiritual ears. We're going to use it. And we're going to take the technology in the cell phone and we're going to start planting it inside of you. And if you don't let us physically put it inside your body, we're going to pipe it in through what is called a bioelectrical transducive mobile device. They got a biological called piezoelectrical transducer mobile technology. Now, I talked about this when I talked about my electronic demonic possession. And I talked about the SSSS, the solid sound spread spectrum, 10 years ago. And I talked about ELLs. And I talked about thought bombs. And I told you guys when I was a cop that they had that technology out back then. We could use crowd disbursement. You start bleeding out of your ears, you start bleeding out of your nose, and you have severe migraine, and you don't even know what happened. We were using sound weapons back then. I just pointed it at the crowd. Click the button. People start bleeding out of their noses, out of their mouth. They don't even know why. Sound. But you can't hear it. But dogs can hear it. Every dog in the neighborhood, dogs running around crazy. So dogs are the key. That's why it's the dog star. That's why they worship the canine. That's why they worship the cannabis. That's why they got you walking around and smoking marijuana. All of this is tied. Now, the Freemasons, they know about the 4th of July and what it represents. It represents you giving up your freedom, your energy, your sound to the dog. Now, I don't recommend you stop doing nothing physically. This ain't got shizness to do with no physical. You can eat barbecue and drink all the hell you want. What the are you thinking while you're drinking? That's what I'm talking about. I am talking about the biological signaling because that is modulating your blood. Now, if some strange reason you ain't part of the Blood God series, God bless you, brother, because the seed of your soul has already been changed. You don't even know it. As I'm speaking right now, your blood has been changed. They control your blood. You ever notice how you wake up some days you pissed off and some days you ain't? Because you're not doing what I'm telling everybody else in the Blood God series to do. You're not doing it because you don't know how to do it. You don't even understand why. How you going to do something you don't even know? So if I got a Gwen Tower, you don't know what a Gwen Tower is. It's in your freaking neighborhood, brother. It probably look like a tree or a cactus. They put fake trees that are Gwen Towers. It's in every neighborhood. They call them cell towers because it's controlling your cells. But you got money to buy everything else, but you ain't got money to pay for a Blood God series or none of the other series that I'm talking about. And we're wondering why. Now, if you happy, man, disconnect, brother. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking about people who understand the spiritual significance. Nobody in your family is going to understand what I'm talking about. You probably don't even understand it. Nobody in my family understands it. People in my family say, oh, that's just, you know, Brother Will, man, he just wound too tight. I got an executive from AT&T telling me that I ain't wound too tight. They know. See, the 1%ers, they listen to my show. It's crazy. What y'all think all of a sudden I'm in the middle of the show and the shit just cut off? What happened yesterday? 6 p.m. I'm getting ready to start a show. Zoop. Everybody's power in the whole neighborhood is gone. A major transformer is supposed to be flipped. At least that's what the electrical company is telling everybody. Now, I'm not saying, Brother Will, they just cut off my power. No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm smarter than that. I'm just saying it's very interesting that the power went out at the time that I was getting ready to do my show. And I'm just saying that whenever I do shows like this, I have sound issues. Sometimes I get kicked out. Sometimes I can't log in. Because Lucifer, he's called the prince of the air, homie. I'm using this technology to expose this technology. You think he happy with that? So I got to override it with a higher technology. You are the technology. You don't need no damn cell phone. You are the cell phone. See, once you figure this out, once you realize it, they don't want you to know who you are. But they want your power. They don't want you to understand what is called the divine sepat, C-E-P-A-T. Don't look it up. It'll mess up your theology. See, they don't want you to understand that, brother. You cannot understand that. Because if you do, then you control your cell phone. You control your cellular biology, homie. You turn it on. So when I want more enthusiasm, now I read what happens to your blood that somebody else is doing to you. I told everybody, and I'm telling everybody in my Blood God series, that I am A positive blood. And so that falls into one of the seven churches, and that controls my behavior. And I can tell you exactly what you're going to do based upon your blood type. And I'm telling everybody that's in the Blood God series what they're going to do. So they can choose to go along with it, or they can choose to override it. But they got to know how to override it. You got to know how to override it, because they are using technology. It's already out, homie. They're not developing it. It's already out. It's been out. They've been using ground wave emergency network way back in 19, who was it? I want to say 80s that they started this crap. They when they decommissioned the Cold War, that's when they started putting up Gwen Towers. This is called ground wave emergency network. It transmits on the same frequency that your body. This is weaponized frequency war. You don't even know. We ain't even talking about HARP. Oh, man. If them suckers point that HARP technology at you or your house, you basically will disappear. You'll vaporize. This is weaponized cellular warfare. They are attacking your blood cells, individual blood cells, because that's where the war is at. So you're still eating for your tongue. You're still thinking with your brain instead of thinking with your membrane on your blood cells. It's one blood cell. What does one blood cell in your body need, brother? What does one blood cell need? It ain't no chicken. It ain't no donuts. Are you eating for your cells? Why are they targeting your cells? Why is HARP targeting? Why are they doing what is called geomagnetic wave warfare? Why are they artificially creating a VLF, a very low frequency? Can you explain to me why? Why are they artificially creating a frequency of fear? Do you know the frequency of fear? 9 hertz. Why? Why are they doing that, brother? Why have they weaponized frequency? Because you are a frequency being. So they're going to fight you on the level of your cells. The earth is wrapped around a donut-shaped magnetic field. It is a circular line of magnetic flux. So is your blood cells. They are a toroidal cell. I got a whole book called Taurus. That's why you got the Torah. Why do you think they gave you the Torah, brother? You know they gave you the Torah because they were bored? They gave you the Torah because your blood cells is a toroidal energy. They understand how to change it. They gave you Horus first. This is all tied into the God of the South, which is empowered, or he beams down his energy on the 4th of July every year. The 4th of July is the energetic recharge day, if you want to put it that way. The Masons calls it the Blazing Star Day. That's the day that the sun aligns with the stars of Hades and the Pleiades around a certain part, and this alignment again, is associated with the concept of freedom and consciousness, spiritual consciousness, and enlightenment from the dog. Because the light that is coming down from the star system. And so Sirius, again, is a fixed star that is located in the 13 degrees of the Cancer part of the zodiac. It is known as the gateway of the soul. And it is during this time, this astrological ceremony. Today is an astrological ceremony of Pleiades and Taurus and Baal and what other stars? There's a few of them. This is called the Gate of the Gods. It is a very significant day for them. Pythagoras talked about this, and all of the ancient Greeks understood this, and they understood the 4th of July and its significance. And they understood, the designers of Washington, D.C., the Capitol building, Jefferson Memorial, all of this stuff is built. The water in front of it, front of the monument, is called the reflecting pool. The obelisk represents the phallic or the male genitalia. The reflecting pool reflects the energy. Something comes down on this phallic symbol. This is a sex magic day. There's an energy that represents the female vagina that is descending down upon the male phallic symbol inside of the reflecting pool, and the water sends out this chi, prana, energy. It connects with the Gwen Towers. This is weaponized cellular sex magic. That's why they got Gwen Towers everywhere. That's why they got the heart technology. That's why they got, again, VLF. All of this is designed to do what? This is called biometric signaling. This is bioacoustics. That's why they got cell phone towers all over the place. So that way they can circle the voice. Cell represents, again, circle. Circle represents a kirka. Kirko represents the church. Phone represents vocare, V-O-X, or voice. So it's a voice that circles the globe. This is also inside of your blood. This is all part of what is called how to modulate blood or blood magic, sex magic. That's what the 4th of July is. The 4th of July, brothers and sisters, is just a reenactment. It is a ritual in honor of the sun god Ra, at least according to the ancient Egyptian theory. Where the Egyptians, they worshipped at the sacred river, but we don't have the Nile River running through Washington, D.C., but we got the reflecting pool, because you need the water, and you need the obelisk. You need the, again, so at the Washington Memorial right now, something is going on. It is, again, what is called a diffusing body of water that reflects light coming from the alignment of the stars and the planets and up in the God, the upwards expanse of the south that it talks about in the book of Job, the God of the south. This is, again, the God of forces. I got a book called The God of Forces that breaks down the sun, that breaks down Sirius, the dog star, that breaks down Taurus, that breaks down the Pleiades, and how the Capitol building and all of the surrounding structures, all of those structures line up exactly with the star system above it. So as above, so below. So whatever energy is going on above the earth is transferred down on the 4th of July through the obelisk, which is the antenna that taps into the spirit realm. And this energy, that's why most churches have a steeple on top of it to transform that energy. It's all about energy. They are siphoning your energy. And the powers of our government, they understood this cosmic energy. They understood that this emitting energy that's been emitted from the stars and from the planets, and they want to make sure you don't know. They want to use your energy, not you. So on July the 4th of every year, Even on July, you know, July the 4th of 1946, the Philippines was granted independence from by America. On the 4th of July of 1946. The 4th of July. And this, again, isn't a bad thing. This is just part of understanding what some people would call esoteric knowledge. So what are you supposed to do? You're supposed to go out and, you know, not celebrate or not barbecue or not have fun or not do what you do? No. There's nothing to do with it. The only thing that you're supposed to do is take your own energy. You control what you do, not somebody else. But there's a way by which you do it. So that way your energy isn't siphoned. And you come home tonight after a day at the park, barbecuing and swimming and hanging out, exhausted. Your energy is gone. After today, I'm going to be full of energy, the same way I was when I started today. Because I understand something that is very important. We talked about the problem. Let me close with a solution. Brothers and sisters, it is very important that you understand. Sound becomes visible in the form of your expression. I use the word radiance because that's the word in the ancient text. So let me make sure you understand what I'm saying. You go out today. You enjoy yourself. What is your radiance? What is your countenance? What is your disposition after today? Are you drained energetically? If you are, you just got hijacked by the ritual. If you go to church and you come home and you drained, guess what? They suck your energy. You go to a sporting event, you come home, you got drained, suck your energy. Everything on earth is about energy. It's about taking your chi, your prana, your breath. All of the ancient documents talk about how to regene, retune, regenerate yourself. And I've said you got to be connected with, number one, the pleroma. Number two, you got to use your intuition. Number three, you got to have enthusiasm. That is how I know whether or not you got radiance or not. Number four, you got to have inspiration, inspiritas. Your spirit, the spirit got to be inside of you, not outside of you. And number five, you have charisma, dunamis power. So if you are lethargic, if you are beat down, if you're depressed or whatever, you've just siphoned. Your energy has been sucked out of you by the ritual. The knowledge of sound can give a person magical or magnetic power. Because now you know how to tune in and control your blood and your breath. Because the life of the flesh is in the blood. But the life of the flesh, the life of the spirit is in the breath. That's why in the East, they practice breathing techniques. They do Tai Chi. They do yoga. Everything is about the breath in the Orient. But in the West, everything is about sprinkling chicken blood and doing some kind of freaking sex orgy. It has to do with your blood. Western medicine focusing on treating your blood. Eastern medicine focusing on treating your breath. Yahushua came to combine both. He take the two seeds that are far off and combine them to make one new man. That's what I'm doing. I don't know what you're doing, but I control my blood. And I control my breath. Because I control the frequency, the wave, and the vibration. It is the sound that you can't hear. It is the voice that is not spoken. It is the hands that don't touch. It is the nose that smell without smelling. It's the eyes that see without seeing. When you know how to use those, then your sound produces a visible radiance. Your aura becomes illuminated. And the way that you activate that is by activating all your systems and illuminating it through your crown chakra by praying without ceasing. How do you do that, Brother Will? That's the whole reason I have my whole Clairnovix program. That's what I do every day. I do that by I know myself, I know my purpose and my destiny, and I know my audience. That's my system. And my system is duplicatable. I can implement that system. I don't need no technology. I am the technology. Technology helps, but I can sit here and communicate with you through mental telepathy. And you will sense, man, I wonder what Brother Will's doing right now. You pick up the phone and call me. We can communicate. We don't need technology. We can communicate without it. But we're not listening. We're not tuned in. I know, man, I could be sitting at home and I just have a thought. I wonder what Sister Ellen is doing. And then I'll sense in my spirit, pray for Sister Ellen. And I'll just say a prayer for her. I don't know what's going on. I don't have to know anything about her life. I just sense in my spirit. And then I go and I read something. I see them on Facebook where, you know, hey, you know, something bad happened or she heard this or something like that. And then I was praying at the same time something was going on. I did that with everybody because I'm tuned in. I'm not taking my instructions from outside of me. I'm taking my instructions from inside of me. My intuition says, Brother Will, do a show on this. I'm like, well, no, I don't want to do no show on that. I want to, you know, I want to chill. I want to do this. I was planning on doing a show on something totally different. I was going to talk about, you know, some more blood stuff. And I talk about the benefits. And I was going to do something that talk about, hey, taking advantage of the sale. Join this series, get access to the next 12 program, all of this hidden knowledge series that I'm doing. That's what I want to talk about. Generate some more capital. The spirit says, nope, tell people about what's going on today. The ritual. So that way, well, they want to be a part of it, great. If they don't, they don't have to come home tonight exhausted. You can still go out and pop fireworks, do whatever, but keep your energy. How? By your thoughts. While you're popping fireworks, think about your purpose. Now, remember, this is how you control it. Number one, be authentic. Why are you going popping fireworks anyway? Is everybody else doing it? Now, if you want to go, go. Don't get talked into doing some shizness because everybody else is doing it. I ain't going down there looking no freaking parade, standing in the hot sun, get all drained and get all tired, got to go fight traffic, stand out there in the house sun, go and got people bumping into, got some fool looking me upside my head. And yeah, I got some other dude who think I got some money that might be trying to freaking stick me in the back. I ain't going down there. Now, that's the 4th of July parade. There's a lot of stuff I could be doing right now. I'm sitting in the air conditioning in my house, keeping my energy. What you going to do? We all have these options, but the number one thing is you got to have a system. That's the whole purpose of everything that I do. You got to know yourself. You got to be authentic because, right, you got to get rid of the fake you. You got to be real. Then you got to have a real product, a real service or information that is full of enthusiasm, that benefits others more than it benefits yourself. Because enthusiasm is what let me know whether you're part of the ritual or not. If you don't have no enthusiasm, because somebody took it. Now, the word enthusiasm means in theos. That means God is in you. So if you ain't got no enthusiasm, you ain't got God. Now, there's a difference between love and in love. A lot of people got love, but a lot of people are not in love. Let me say that again. A lot of people got mad love. They love things. They love. Oh, man, they are very loving people, but they're not in love. That dog don't hunt. You got to be in love. Now, if you are in love with another person, that is awesome. You find your soulmate, you're in love. But you got to be in love with yourself. You got to be in love with your God. You got to be in love with your product, your service, your information, your destiny. If you're not in love, you got love. But you ain't in love, you in deep chemistry. You got to be in love. Period. It's not an option. Because God is love. He didn't create love. He is love. So if you are in love, you are in God. If you don't get nothing today, the only way the rituals don't affect me, well, I will wake up. I'll be full of energy tonight. I wake up tomorrow. I go work out. I'm going to the gym today. He said, dude, you going to the gym on the floor? Hell yeah. I ain't changing my routine for your routine. I'm going to give up my ritual for your ritual. And that dog don't hunt. So I'm in love. I don't read about love. I'm in love. Because I love myself. I love my God. And I love what I do. I'm in love. Are you? If you're not there, you need to email me so I can help you get there. MasterTeacher32.com@gmail.com. My brothers and my sisters, God bless you. His name is not Sirius. He ain't the dog star. And he ain't the dog. He ain't the God of the South. He's the God of the North. His name is Yahuwah. And his son is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. It's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circling seas, firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up, like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You going us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams that dream, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams that dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Still dreaming.